So it's 6:30 and I leave the house and I'm thinking I've got time to run over, get a quick bite, head over to work. And I'm on time. I'm on time. And this is okay because this usually doesn't happen. I'm usually, you know, stepping on the gas or trying to figure out if I'm going to slide in and make it. But recently I've gotten into an accident. There was a unprotected four-way intersection, and even though I stop at those like stop signs, I slowed down in one of them and then started into the intersection, and a guy tore my bumper off. So at this time, that was in the past, that's about 2 weeks ago, but at this time today, 6:40 in the a.m., I'm driving a car that looks like a shark just ripped its bumper off. And even though Sarah has been telling me for weeks now to unscrew the license plate from the back of the bumper that sits on the side of our yard and put it in the back of the windshield, I haven't yet done this yet. And the state trooper, I guess, knows this because he's behind me and he gives me the blue light special. As he's pulling me over to the side of Highway 58 past Viking Road, just across from the Target in Cedar Falls, I'm thinking, oh no, what is he going to get me for? And I click my seatbelt so that he can't get me for that. And I'm wondering any number of things, like, is this going to be something that I can get out of or what have you? Well, the state trooper comes over, knocks on my window, and has me get out the license and registration and insurance. My license I give him, and my insurance and registration I can't find, even though, now that I think about it, one of the insurance cards I had was in my wallet. So he asked me to come to the front of his cruiser and sit down with him inside the cruiser as he types away on his laptop to give me a ticket. He does not give me a ticket for not having an Iowa license, which is $350. He doesn't give me a ticket for the right, light. There's a rear light that's cracked, so the white just comes out, and I guess I need to put something over that so it's red. He doesn't give me a ticket for that. And he doesn't give me a ticket for, what was the other thing? Something else. What he does give me a ticket for is my seatbelt. Because it's Iowa law that you gotta have your seatbelt on. And I guess he saw me grabbing my seatbelt. So I, in a bumbling group of my things, try and grab everything. He gives me two pieces of paper. What's kind of cool is the cops do give you really good information when you leave with the ticket, and they tell you, you know, how to resolve the situation. I left my wallet, which had $47, both of my debit cards from different banks, my social security card in it, library card, a number of different cards. I still haven't, you know, because it's got everything you need when you need it, and I'm still trying to figure out what I'm going to need to replace, my gym card. All of that stuff. And when I find out that he has, that it's in his car, I hurry up and call Sarah, text Sarah, however, and ask her how I'm going to get this out. We get into a fight because, well, I don't know, we just didn't communicate properly, so we're pissed at each other. And that is why I was upset about Iowa. Come to find out, after calling all over the place and finding out it was a state trooper and not a Cedar Falls police officer, my wallet's not in the state trooper's cruiser. And so I search the street, the highway, and my wallet is not to be found. So, hard lesson today. Buckle up, kids. It's the law in Iowa. And that's what I got to say today.